Captain Jack is here. We were talking about when the Pope came.
When the Pope was here. That was that was such a big event.
Well, you flew over Des Moines, and I think, weren't you like one of the only guys that had clearance?
Right. Yeah, that nobody could fly over except me. That was it. There was absolutely no airplanes allowed, commercial or otherwise, other than Secret Service, obviously.
So what was that like? What did that look like from up above?
Oh, I have photos of it. In fact, I don't know if they're up on the website or not. If not, I'll put them up there. But it was just a mass of people in a field. I mean, it was huge.
At Living History
Yeah,
Parks.
And I took pictures of that from the air because I'm the only one up there allowed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was taking all kinds of photos. But
the way I remember it, most of the rest of the town, other than that area there,
was vacant.
It was like a ghost town.
It was.
I think people were afraid of.
They stayed away. Nobody went to work basically that day because they were afraid of the traffic jams because of everybody there. For those of you that weren't here back then, they actually closed off Interstate 3580 and they used it as a parking lot. If you can believe that, and that was buses for the most part. Buses were parked on the interstate.
Isn't that something?
And so if you came through on the interstate, you had to go on the freeway because the interstate going on the north and west was
here. He was here most of the day, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Did he go from there down to Cumming to the church down there?
Well, there were three places all together. So, yeah. But then I was kind of the transition on the radio. So it was kind of neat because I got to bring him in. And then do that. Then you had people on the ground that
coordinate things.
Yeah, that did everything. And then I coordinated or talked the period in between. I was the fill-in guy, basically in between. Of course, we had traffic reports, but we had to kind of tell what was going on.
I was telling the captain that when that happened, I was working down the street at Brand X, and they knew that I lived in Adel, and they knew that I would never get by there because of all the hubbub. So they put me up in a hotel here in Des Moines. And I got up the next morning, my hubcaps were gone. 5:23, let's get a look at...